I'm going to the phone here. Good morning.
I was watching Lee Grimes, yeah. The Arnold's toughest cop.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, let me let you in on a little Valentine's Day secret, lady.
Oh, okay.
As a peace officer, it's my duty to inform you that this whole day is a sham. You hear me?
You don't believe in love or
it's
something?
It's nothing but a secret plot by merchants that traffic in unlawful, dirty merchandise. Starts with flowers and candy, then leads to the hard stuff. You know, one minute you're all goo-goo-eyed eating chocolate creams. And before you know it, you're hanging out in one of those sticky, filthy stores that sells edible shorts, electric buzzers, and movies with names like Butt Crazy and Meat Missile. You know, you think it's funny now.
Yeah?
Well, we'll see how hard you're laughing when I reach into my quiver and pull out 22 pounds of Virginia maple. That's right. You ain't been love-struck till you've met the business end of Blue Cupid.
Blue Cupid, is that what you call him now?
I'm nipping this rotten holiday in the bud. If I catch you with flowers or chocolates today...
Well, how about a video called the Assinator or something? Did that work?
How'd you like your mouth washed out with soap, mister?
Thanks, officer. So you will know, Meat Muscles is open until 9 tonight.
Valentine's Day with my...
Love pump.
Well, I was going to say my love pump is absolutely running at top speed this morning. All for you, Manured. You know, I tell you something. I said this was a classic, and that was a lie. You've probably not heard this song before, but Robin and Maynard like it. We think it's full of hot love and pheromones for all the kids.
And plenty of penis.
Called Queen of Hearts from Laid Back, Greg Allman, 8 o'clock, Valentine's Day. And I want to go to Daddy's Jukebox because there's one song that really, and I'm quite serious about this, that I just adore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so romantic and I love to dance to it. But I want you to play a song from my Poppy's Jukebox.
Love songs, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Songs about new love, songs about lust, songs about good love that has gone bad, the pain. Let's find out what this song is on Daddy's Jukebox, shall we?
Well.
Number 7.
Did I hit it?
Well, you are the short order cook at the Dirt Burger Drive-In, so I suppose you did. That is just wretched. That is foul. Why would you pick that? When you could have picked something beautiful, sweet, and romantic from Louis Armstrong.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on.
A kiss to build a dream on.
Wonderful.
Well, it was until that guy came along and wrecked it.
No, it was good.
No, you
ruined it. Delicacy. Look, it's a Valentine twin spin.
Well, I was in the mood for love until. I think that was the sweetest song ever, you know? That's romance, Maynard. And it's not like, you know, the rap guys and all the guys. They just want to strap you down.
From Robin and Maynard.
A bunch of pumpkins for my cupcake gumdrop. The apple of my eye.
More music, more often.
Yeah, it's really good. What are you calling for, friend?
Yes, I have a suggestion for a Valentine's Day song.
Mm-hmm.
The Lemon Song by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you're a bright guy. Hello.
Great.
You know what the Lemon Song is about? It's not about citrus, I'll tell you.
Hello, good morning, hello, hi.
Hey, I've been bragging all over the place to my crew here about Roy Otis's Love album, the ad you guys used to play a while back, and was wondering if there's any chance you could play that.
Just in time for Valentine's. Through a miracle recording process, the Roy Otis Candy Love Album.
You can eat it after you play it.
Includes these great hits.
Got a mouse in my pocket of love.
Got a Pop-Tart in my pants.
My peepers on your pooper.
The record is made of candy.
The Roy Otis Candy Love Album.
My funny Valentine.
You'll say this Valentine's, look at me, I've got lover's nuts. Crushed her in the putty pack.
What is going on here?
And now a sweet little bundle from Texas' sweetest chocolate candy, the tantalizing
honey pot,
honey face.
And tonight on television, Charlie Brown Valentine.
Yeah.
It's tonight on TV.
Cool.
Yeah. What are some of Charlie Brown's pet peeves?
He's still working his ass off even though Schultz is dead. Linus getting mad when his security blanket is used to wipe up after viewing internet porn.
Okay, no. No.
And never finding out if the little redheaded girl really does have the fire down below.
Oh, that's nice.
Turn it off. Turn the damn thing off.